You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Do you hear it out there? The hearkening back to another century. That's the theme song for the Clinton victory back in 1992.
God bless America. Thank you all.
The 90s in America. We thought it was gone.
Hasta la vista, baby.
But it's back. You must remember some of those tunes. And Arnold up there from Terminator 2, the movie. How many of the 90s hits can you name? You may not be able to sing his tunes, but you know his name. Newt Gingrich.
CNN is reporting tonight that, quote, very likely, the Republicans will take control of the United States House of Representatives. That means that you will be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives.
It's a little bit of an unusual feeling. Certainly the trend lines up to right now look like we're clearly going to have a majority. It is a sobering and I think a very humbling experience to recognize the potential responsibility for the first time in 40 years to serve as Speaker of the House from a Republican side, and to recognize that it's Speaker of the House, not Speaker of the Republican Party.
Election night 1994, that Clinton victory 2 years earlier gave way to the Republican takeover of the U.S. Congress with Newt Gingrich leading the way.
So with partnership, but with purpose, I pass this great gavel of our government. With resignation, but with resolve, I hereby end 40 years of Democratic rule of this House.
Everything Dick said was true, that this is difficult and painful to lose. And on my side of the aisle, we have, for 20 elections, been on the losing side. And yet I can tell you that every time when the polls closed and I waited for the votes to come in, I felt good, because win or lose, we've been part of this process.
Gingrich, man of the 90s. You see, Newt Gingrich's success in South Carolina is not his first run at the presidency. He's been closer to the center of power before. The Speaker of the House is third in line of succession, something which no doubt crossed the Speaker's mind a time or two. His contract with America was his own version of a palace coup, Republican style.
We're here because we are taking the first steps, and we're taking them in a contract with the American people. We've already told the incumbents and the candidates that if we have a majority, if the American people accept this contract, that they can expect to work 5 days a week in January, 6 days a week in February and March, and 24 hours a day around the clock towards the end if necessary. But we are going to get to the final recorded votes in the first 100 days on every item.
And in his first 100 days, the Speaker made good on a number of those promises. Gingrich kept the troops in line. The GOP loyalists confronted a President Bill Clinton who at one point pleaded in the media that the president was still, quote, relevant.
This has been an interesting 2 years for me. There have been some great times and some not so great times.
Yes, almost immediately, Newt Gingrich was larger than just Congress.
All right, here we go.
The very large Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live played the Speaker, even taking his act to the House floor in 1995 with a very happy, chuckling Gingrich looking on.
Okay, all right, well, thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming. This is a huge turnout. By God, thank you. This is great. This is just great. I'm glad to see you all here. I'm reading a few new books right now. You might want to be interested in. We got Daniel Steele's Chances. That's a great new book. And Jackie Collins, Husband, Hollywood Husbands. Very interesting book.
Coming up, a nonstop commercial-free block of hits from the 90s.
That's right, hits from the 1990s, and Newt Gingrich was certainly one of them, along with internet startups, baseball steroid hit streaks, and the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
Thank you, 90s. By 1996, there were some bumps in the road for the Speaker. He had faced down Bill Clinton over the shutdown of the federal government, and it gave the president a chance to show his power and his frailty. The government shutdown vastly improved Clinton's popularity. It turned Gingrich into the boogeyman nationally and gave us the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Thank you, 90s. But while the 1996 election was a landslide victory for Bill Clinton, it rolled up more votes in Congress for the Republicans. And on election night, there was Newt Gingrich, the family man.
I hope my dad is watching this. He is in a hospital in Harrisburg and is not doing very well. And so many of you, he was here 2 years ago when we won the speakership the first time.
And Newt Gingrich, the professor.
I'm now of an age where people come up and tell me that they were glad they took my course 20 years ago, and I'd like to meet their son or daughter who's going to vote for me this year.
Holding a victory party in his Georgia congressional district, even though candidate Bob Dole was suffering a humiliating defeat in the race for the White House. And even in victory, Gingrich's national identity was more like a political terminator.
Human decisions are removed from strategic defense.
Than a conquering hero.
Nationwide, voters are 2-1 unfavorable in their view of Newt Gingrich. There's a decided tilt to the negative.
The remaining Clinton years, or Gingrich years, were all about gridlock and standoff, but also balanced budgets and welfare reform, as the embattled Bill Clinton would face his impeachment accusers. But in the midst of the 90s prosperity, no one was terribly worried.
Remember when people were content to be unambitious, sleep till 11, just hang out with their friends? I mean, he had no occupations whatsoever, maybe working a couple hours a week at a coffee shop.
And then Gingrich's own personal life unraveled. The family man became the overreaching, undisciplined, unfaithful, unpopular, and suddenly in 1999, unemployed Newt Gingrich.
And I've already talked to a lot of people today about opportunities to do some more learning and maybe earn a little bit of money.
Gingrich was gone. His public electoral life seemed over, like the 90s gave way to, well, we know what came next.
For me to stay in the House would make it impossible for a new leader to have a chance to grow.
Think about it. Barack Obama, Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney are all creatures of the 2K decade. Ron Paul's a bit of a throwback to the 1950s, perhaps, but Newt Gingrich, he's the 90s. And with him surging politically, we're about to relive his legacy, the 90s.
I think I'm the person best prepared to know how to get this country back on the right track. And I'm the person who's tough enough to take every single hit and keep coming.
One more time.
Hit me, baby, one more time.